Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Live talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And during the break there, Ian, you found this video of Los Angeles showing a crowd of more than 50,000 people protesting for, you know, Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Was this today, or is this ongoing right now?
I'm not sure. I can try to look that up here. The story was it was published yesterday, so this could have been this could have been yesterday. But this is like Europe-sized crowds, because normally when you see a protest in the United States, it's like, oh, yeah, that's nice. Some people came out to a thing. But over in, you know, like France, for instance, or in some of these other European countries, you've seen hundreds of thousands of, so like Catalonia, for instance, or other places out there, you've seen massive crowds of people come out. And this is really the first time in many, many years that I can recall in the United States seeing a humongous street packed full of, you know, I don't know if this is Hollywood Boulevard or what street this is, but it is a long, long street. And this camera, it's a drone shot that's going over this crowd. The shot cuts off before you even get anywhere near the end of the street. I mean, it's a humongous number of people.
You know, I kind of feel bad for the health and governmental establishment right now, because they're in a really bad spot where they can't tell people, you know, you shouldn't protest. And they can't suddenly go, oh, well, yeah, the social distancing stuff, it doesn't matter anymore.
Oh, no, they said it's all right to protest. Not, you can't open your business yet.
I know they said it's all right to, because if they said otherwise, people would put bricks through their windows.
They might do that still. But no, but I think
they might. But if they said, no, you can't protest, you have to stay at home and social distance and all of this, the riots in Minneapolis would not even begin to compare with what we'd see.
Well, I wish they would then.
I don't know. I'm not a fan of the wanton death that would occur as a result of that. Well, let's go to the phones. We've got Andy calling from Texas. Andy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, good evening. It's cool to see you guys live. I don't ever watch you. I pulled up the video tonight, and I see the Motley Crue. It's pretty nice. Nice to see y'all. There's pockets of liberty that are still out here in Texas, I hope you know.
Okay. We'll take your word for it.
or at least one, anyway. I have a chuckle about one of your ads. It was the fly blaster. I thought it said housewives defecate every 2 seconds.
Yeah, there's been a few people who have said that. You're talking about the bug assault, which is a salt-filled shotgun that you can blast flies with. It's a pretty cool product.
We sold some of those 1 year at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. They were very successful.
Very popular.
Wait, you put... Like a
table salt. You put table salt in a shotgun and you pump it and it shoots.
Is it for actually shooting flies, or is this for shooting your buddy across the table?
It won't do anything to a human.
Conan.
Well, no, I'm saying. I mean, they put false labels on these things so they can get away with
it.
But it'll kill a fly though.
It'll knock a fly down. I think it'll kill it.
Huh.
I shoot them at wasps, and you got to be pretty close, but it'll knock them out of the air long enough you can squish it.
Does it work with rock salt? It seems like that might be a better bet
against
wasps.
Table salt.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, you called in about defunding the police. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I was very interested in that, and I see that going on out there, and I see calls for that. But I remember something that Ben Stone said in one of his podcasts one time, that when people are ready for liberty, they'll get liberty. Mm-hmm. And this was an opportunity here that, you know, that we don't need this giant police force. We can do it ourselves. We can monitor ourselves and be good people. I'm just concerned that people aren't ready for it. I mean, they can't even understand the difference between this being a killing a black man in Minneapolis and just killing a man. If they talked about killing a man and realized the injustice of that, they would start being ready for it. But I don't know that they are. I mean, I hope that there's some change that comes from it, but I think it'll
Well, you know, I mean, there have been centuries of oppression of black Americans that built up to this. I mean, they didn't just randomly go, oh, we're being targeted because we're black. No, I mean, there are centuries of them being targeted.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from, saying that the people are probably not ready for this, and I would agree. There's certainly people are not ready to move away from a monopolized system and go to something that we might envision. What exactly they've got in mind, I'm not sure. I've got a story about the Minneapolis City Council president who says she wants to live in a police-free society. But when somebody like the Minneapolis City Council president says that, they've got something completely different in mind than what us liberty-minded people have in mind.
They're not thinking a cell 411 kind of arrangement. They're thinking a replacement of what. You know, I listened to an interview. I think it might have been her this morning on NPR. I was listening. You know, I try to get news from all sources here, and I think it was her that they interviewed. And she didn't answer the direct question about what do you want to replace this with, but she did mention.
Well, that's good. That sort of suggests that she doesn't want to replace it with anything.
Or that she just hasn't really thought about it that far.
Correct.
Because most people haven't, right? Like, I mean, it's even a challenge for most of us to envision what things might look like in the absence of a one-size-fits-all system that we've all been had forced upon us.
We're always quizzed on that. Okay, libertarian, what are you going to do if there's not the giant state telling you what to do? Well, I don't need to answer all the questions. No, there's 350 million people that can make up their own minds in this country.
Yeah, I mean, said that you're not sure that people are ready for liberty. I just can't help but think about birds flying out of nests. You know, do they ever really feel like they're ready until they take
try
that first flight?
Get pushed. You
know? Got to get out of the comfort zone.
That's what I was going to say. Mention this maybe apply to what you just said. There is she mentioned that a lot of the calls were being looked at that come into 911, and the vast majority of them don't require an armed officer showing up to protecting it.
Right,
you know,
which usually makes
crap out of you.
Yeah, makes things worse when they show up if you just had a health issue.
There's a thing there where they're going to come up with something. Hey, we're just going to have a group of dads go around and go, all right, I see you got a cat in a tree. Let's figure out how to get this out. We don't need a cop to do that or whatever the problem is. I hope that's what it is, but I don't think that it is. Anytime city council, anytime government leaders try to tell me they have a solution, it's always more government.
It's going
to
be bad. Yeah. It's going to be more government. I mean,
well,
you're absolutely right about that.
There's one thing. They can't do this. They cannot disband anybody until they do one thing, and that is to discontinue the war on drugs. There are and many, many other victimless crimes out there on the books.
That would be the number one thing they could do to make the biggest difference in the current system.
They could probably lose 60-70% of the police force right there, not enforcing those silly laws.
Yeah, that's not going to be on the table.
Yeah,
unfortunately
not. Well, I don't know. It may be on the table.
I hope so.
Mexico and the United States are supposedly, Mexico wants to legalize all drugs, and they want to convince the United States to do it as well. I mean, it has worked in places. I think it's
in Portugal. They've had decrim. They've had personal decrim across the board. Every drug decrim for more than 15 years, personal amounts. It's worked great.
I imagine it has, because you don't have police out there, doing no-knock raids to find somebody who has an ounce and a half of cannabis.
And the number of drug addicts has gone down significantly, and that's not because they've been dying.
Drug addicts and drug deaths.
Correct. And people have been getting help because they're not afraid to go and tell a doctor, hey, I got a problem.
It would be good to see addiction destigmatized, and I think it's the war on drugs in large parts that make it so stigmatized as it is, because you're not just a drug addict at that point. You're also
you got a problem.
Criminal.
Well, right? What I'm thinking, if any of these communities wake up tomorrow and there's no police force any longer, or there's something different like EMTs or whatever, more firemen, they're not going to be able to uphold a lot of these victimless crimes. There just won't be anybody to go out and break that door down, unless, like I said in the last segment, unless it gets replaced and that void gets filled by another entity, and that's why I think it's going to happen. They are already using, Barr has already got federal agents. One agency I had never heard of, the Bureau of Prisons.
That's the
and all they do is they go around and
They usually run the prisons. That's what the Bureau of Prisons
does. Well, this particular outfit specialized in prison outbreaks.
Hmm.
And they were being used in D.C. They're also in Florida as well to handle the crisis. But you got ICE agents, you got Homeland Security agents, and all these guys, here's something they have in common. They don't have badges, and they don't have their names on their shirts.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. This is where it's going.
Andy, thank you so much for the call. Conan, I don't think that's accurate, man. 855-450-3733. I don't think states will allow federal agents to function that heavily in their states.
So now I've got this pack of four Shar Pei rescue dogs, Jimmy, Coco, another Shar Pei, one pug who is Joe. I have stuck with the Dinovite for, oh my goodness, probably 5-6 years.
DINOVITE.com.
People remark on, really, how well my dogs look. What beautiful coats they've got. I tell them, yep, they get a regular diet of Dinovite with every meal.
Dinovite is nutrition.
All I have to do is say dog food. It's a pandemonium. They can be half asleep, and they're up and thrilled.
She just looks at all squeaky clean.
You don't need to wait until a problem presents itself. It's far better to keep the dog happy and healthy at all times. Dinovite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
People do ask how they get Dinovite. I tell them I get my Dinovite from DINOVITE.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Mm-hmm.
that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Cardin.
And Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. So if you want the newest and freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty, well, then freedomsphoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com, freedomsphoenix.com. Well, let's keep going to the phones. We've got Mickey calling from South Carolina. Mickey, you're on Free Talk Live.
Perfect.
A for, man, he waited on hold for 22 minutes for that.
Lame.
Yeah, the poor guy. Man, you have to be bored to do that. So anyway.
Take a walk.
Trump evidently believes the conspiracy theory that the old man who fell was a provocateur who was intentionally taking a fall. I don't know exactly what. And he certainly believes that the man fell, quote, harder than he was pushed, was aiming scanner, could be a setup.
How do you fall harder than you're pushed anyway? Like, how would you achieve extra momentum more so than whatever it was that you were pushed? I don't know if you could do that. I mean, I'm not a scientist.
Well, I imagine gravity takes over and pulls you down a bit harder, so sure.
Well, gravity's, you can't go down harder than what gravity's going to pull you down.
Yeah.
Okay, so whatever the pushing rate, you know, rate was. Like, you could go down faster than gravity, I suppose, if there was enough push behind it.
Yeah.
But either way, it was hard enough to knock that man down, and hard enough to knock his head on the pavement, and hard enough to knock some amount of blood out, and, like, enough to pool within seconds. Like, because that video's a minute and a half long, and that blood's a-pooling. If you can find the uncensored version, I think Conan might have sent it to you. I mean, that stuff comes out. Big time.
It's in the Discord.
And I remember because I got I knocked my head when I was like in fifth grade or something like that on the playground. And when I got up, and I wasn't down for long, like I knocked my head as I was jumping off one of the playground equipment. Got up, touched the back of my head pretty briefly, pulled my hand down. My entire hand was covered with blood. So head wounds bleed fast.
They're very quick. I've had that experience myself. Here's the thing, and this is the only reason I even watched the video, because I hate watching these things. So but I made myself watch today because what was the last wacky thing that Trump said? He says a lot.
Yeah.
No, the one that comes right off the top of my head is the one about the disinfectant and the ultralight, shooting people with ultralight waves to kill the coronavirus. Do you remember that?
The idea behind that is that sunlight does break down a lot of viruses and bacteria and stuff.
Yeah, but the meme after that was created is that Trump says you should drink bleach or you should inject bleach. It was for like two straight weeks.
4% of people who were recently polled admitted that they are drinking bleach or using it as mouthwash.
Well, you had the woman.
I've got an article about that. It's terrifying, man. 4% of Americans are out there. I don't believe any of them are drinking bleach. I'm pretty sure that's instant death.
Well, you had the woman who basically gave her husband drain cleaner or something and said it was because she was trying to kill coronavirus, killed the guy.
And of course,
they use
it in a horrific and painful fashion.
But here's the thing, though. There are technologies out there that use ultraviolet light. They shoot it into your body, and it can kill, you know, certain viruses and bacteria. It actually works. So, I mean, so he said something wacky. He asked a question. All right. All I'm saying is he said something wacky again, and that piqued my interest. I'm like, all right, this guy is...
What are you saying?
I'm saying Trump isn't stupid.
I think he's kind of stupid.
The guy is calculated.
This is the wettest one we've ever seen from the standpoint of the water.
The guy is calculated.
What is
he knows
here?
What he's doing. I don't know yet.
Oh, so that's so brilliant.
He's playing 4D chess.
He's playing 4D chess. My interest was piqued, and so I immediately went and watched it. I'm like, and I saw it. I probably would never have noticed this stupid phone if it wasn't tweeted about. I'm like, all right, what the hell is he doing with the phone? All right, but here, I'm getting a lot of flack for this, by the way.
That's because it's silly.
I am not defending the cops for pushing this guy.
Okay.
I'm not saying the guy took a fall. I'm not saying he had blood tubes in his mask.
All right.
I'm just asking questions because
you sound like Cartman.
Because I don't trust any of this stuff anymore. It's all fake. Look at the information we're getting about this virus. Every friggin' day, it's different.
Well, yeah,
they're lying
to
us.
Liars.
No, it's not the government. These are other entities. They're other agencies.
World Health Organization is basically the government.
They're their own government.
Yeah,
they're doing their own thing.
They're part of the state apparatus that seeks to control us.
They're all in search of power.
So all I'm saying, the only reason I even brought this stuff up is because I don't trust any of this nonsense anymore. It's all fake news. Everything, even from news outlets that we trust.
Who do you trust?
I don't like Reason. You know, they're good guys.
Ish.
I just don't know. I'm not happy. You know what? I'm not happy with the human race right now.
They are a disappointing bunch.
I think they're giving it all up for a lot of fake nonsense like this. I think a lot of riots, a lot of instances are getting started based on people taking falls intentionally on purpose to rile up the masses and actually create havoc.
You think George Floyd took a fall on purpose?
Well, here's the interesting thing about George Floyd and the guy who killed him. They both worked together for many, many years.
That's what
Chauvin, Derek Chauvin or something like that?
The statement from the owner of that club was that they did work at the same place, but that they may not have been on the same security
Correct.
Team.
Correct. Chauvin was doing the route. He was out driving around, and Floyd was actually a bouncer inside the building.
So it wasn't clear if they really even knew each other, but there was a chance.
If you look at the big old tattoo on Floyd's chest, which is a spread-winged black bird, which is very similar to the Masonic
This is deeper than I expected. What are you saying?
Derek Chauvin was Mason, and it's been speculated that Floyd was as well.
Well, what does that mean?
Floyd might have taken a fall. He might have been sacrificed. Hey, I'm just saying. I'm just asking questions.
With the purpose
You're
of what?
Not asking questions,
Wait a minute. What's the purpose of it? What was the sacrifice for?
Look what it's done.
But how would they have known that in advance?
All they needed to do was drop a little match on the tinder that they've been building up for months.
This one thing would have exploded into what it exploded. Prior to that, it was just another police killing. Yet one of hundreds already this year. Why this one?
Because
the other 300 or 500 also fakes?
And, no. How many of those are caught on film? How many of them many of them are 8 minutes of a dude writhing on the ground, dying in front of you? I mean, that was.
Have you not seen the Kelly Thomas video where they beat the guy to death with flashlights?
That was like 10 years ago.
This is different.
This is different.
Yeah, because you didn't have 2 months of people locked in their homes, no jobs, no money. Losing faith in humanity, and then they got this. This was the match on the tinder that
Let's
just,
ask
just
our Mason roommate.
They just blew it up.
We got a 33rd degree Mason roommate.
Come
Maybe
on down,
he can,
bro.
Let you know if he was in on that.
855-450-3733. That's 855-453 as in free of anything resembling reason. This is Free Talk Live.
This COVID-19 thing has turned the world upside down. Regardless of what you believe about it, it has changed our lives. But what's not changed is that if you own a business, you need to advertise to reach new customers or clients. Our audience is not the kind to stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They are fully engaged and more active than ever. Special advertising packages are available to you to help you not just recover, but thrive. Email my sales manager, Matthew@freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The services for George Floyd are over. About 500 people packed into the Fountain of Praise Church in Houston today for the final of three services. Republican Congressman from Wyoming, John Barrasso, tells Fox News, now is the time to act regarding Floyd's death.
What happened to George Floyd should never happen to anyone at all in America. Ever. Not equal justice under the law. Members all across the country are listening. They've seen the video. They're paying attention. People in Wyoming have met and marched and done it in large numbers and peacefully. We need a bipartisan solution, something that is lasting and will make a, we could even name it the George Floyd Act.
You're listening to USA Radio News. As states continue to slowly and safely reopen, on Friday we had some good economic news where jobs were gained as opposed to lost back in the month of May. Georgia Republican Senator David Perdue tells Fox Business that we need to continue reopening to get that economy moving along again.
First of all, I think this report is very encouraging. We thought it might be as much as 8 million jobs lost. Instead, it was about 2.5. Approximately new jobs created, the largest ever, we think, right now. I think that's a function of several things, Charles. One, the PPP program is working. There's a pent-up demand out here, and I really think people want to get back to work.
About 8,500 active-duty airmen want to fill the ranks of Space Force. The newest branch received that many applications in May. About 16,000 former members of the U.S. Air Force Space Command were automatically transferred to Space Force. The applications will be reviewed September 1st. This is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
Yeah, it's Ian.
And Kearney.
And the next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divi says you'll be able to send around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, which allow anyone to earn by supporting the Divi network. When the new wallet launches, because of Divi's relationship with Western Union, Divi will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at diviproject.org. That's diviproject.org. Now, one of the questions that we're getting asked a lot these days, because obviously we are pro- getting rid of the police is, you know, what would you do instead?
Well, yeah, because I don't want it to sound like I'm against having protection services. And that's what, when you say you want to get rid of the police, it sounds like, well, you just want to let people go and kill people or whatever. No, that's not at all. I don't mind when the police go after a real criminal. When the police are actually going after a murderer or a rapist or something like that, if there's something that I know that could assist them in that investigation, I have no problem with assisting the police in a circumstance where they're going after a bank robber or, you know, something where there's an actual victim. So yeah, I would like to get rid of the monopoly on violence that is currently known as the police and replace it with something that is not a monopoly on violence and that can be actually held accountable for their actions by individuals who can refuse to fund them if they would like to refuse to fund them. I think that would be a major change for the better.
Like any other business out there.
Right.
Private business.
Right. But what does that look like? I don't exactly know.
Well, I mean, they've done it with fire departments all over the country.
Volunteer firemen, you mean?
Well, not just, no, but actual private fire departments that you pay into, mm-hmm. that you actually, like insurance. And they seem to be doing quite well. And they run much more efficiently for a lot less money.
Okay.
They're not buying $1 million ladder trucks because that's not necessary.
So, but are we talking about here, Conan, just abolishing government police and keeping government courts at the same time? Because now you've got a decentralized policing force, which is now some sort of market-based thing, but yet they're still taking their prisoners to the government jail.
And some private jails, by the way, which some of those aren't doing very well. You have judges who are in cahoots with some of these private jails.
Right.
They're not private. I mean, realistically, they're all part of the state. I mean,
they're privately run.
There are a few layers removed from the state, but ultimately, I mean, they are licensed by the state to do it and to run it in a certain way.
It's what's called privatization, which is where they are a high bidder or whatever, low bidder, whatever the deal is. They got some sort of a deal where they got the contract and then they guarantee, or the state has to guarantee that they're going to be 90% capacity.
Yep.
So the state goes out and arrests as many people as it possibly can in order to put 90% of capacity in these private prisons. Private prisons have been an absolute disaster, and that's because of what you're talking about, that they are essentially a sweetheart government deal for some corporation. That's all.
Yeah.
So it's not really any better. In some ways it's worse, in some ways it's better than having a government-run facility.
Yeah, I think a lot of the, first of all, like I said earlier about the war on drugs, a lot of laws on the books are going to have to go away before any of this takes place. You're going to have to remove victimless crimes from the books.
I sure hope
just
they
remove
are.
The books.
Yeah, well, that goes back to the discussion we were having before about are people ready for this kind of change, and I wish they were, but I don't think they are. You can't go out there and say to people, remove the books and actually have any significant success, although you're going to try here in just a few months.
Sink or swim,
or just don't enforce what's on the books.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, then you don't get elected next year because...
Well, you'd get elected in Minneapolis. I mean, if you went
possibly.
Out... Yeah, if you went out and you said, as a politician, I will order the police... If you elect me, I will order the police to stand down and no longer enforce any crimes, so-called crimes, that have victims, or that have, sorry, don't have victims, so they would not enforce those laws. And that's something that the city council could do. They could order the police and say, no more arresting people for drugs, no more arresting people for prostitution, no more breaking up gambling dens, none of these things. You stop that stuff. And then they would have to stop, or you could fire them.
God, right? That would... Freaking be beautiful.
Yeah, I'm just thinking. I'm just thinking about our city council, and that's not happening in 100 years, and their current frame of mind. But Minneapolis is, you know, still smoking in some places.
With the crowds out here that have been gathering for Black Lives Matter, I think if you were to run for city council right now, saying that, I think you would be successful.
I don't know. That presumes that these people who are at these protests are actually going to pay attention to the city election, and I think that gives them too much credit. I wish I were wrong about that, but these crowds are highly young, and young people are not known for being politically active as much as they would like you to, you know, think that they're going to be. They just don't really turn out, and maybe this year will be an exception. Maybe we will see a large push for young people to actually turn out and vote. But that's also part of the problem, right, is the idea that voting could somehow solve this, and that was what was being presented at the Nashua protest that I went to with over 1,000 people, where politicians had taken over the event and were talking about how you got to vote. But, of course, not one of those politicians said, if you vote to keep me in, I will change the system in X, Y, or Z way.
Right.
They just...
Well, why hadn't they changed it yet? You know, if they truly believed in changing the system, they would have already done it.
They believe in the system. It supports their ideals.
Yep.
They're not going to change anything anytime soon. It's going to have to be taken from them and changed manually. There's going to be tar and feather involved. But
I don't support this, Conan.
I don't support violence, period, unless it's in defending my chickens. But this is what's going to happen. The books aren't going to get changed. They're not going to stop enforcing these laws until somebody makes it happen. And it's going to require violence.
Be achieved with civil disobedience more so than...
Which, as we see, involves violence.
Civil disobedience does not necessarily involve violence. Violence is civil disobedience.
But that is what it's coming to. It's going to lead to violence.
It doesn't have to.
It doesn't have to.
Because there are violent people who want to become the new state.
Here's my question. If nothing was still burning and smoldering in Minneapolis, would they even be having this conversation about disbanding the police?
I don't care what conversation they're having. I care about the conversation we're having.
Yeah,
The answer is yes. We would still be talking about police brutality.
I'm talking about actual.
I don't care what's happening in Minneapolis.
But this is what could happen here, or could happen in Hampton this week, as we talked about earlier. If there wasn't violence that took place in Minneapolis, would they even be having the conversation about disbanding the police? I don't believe that they would.
No. Why would they?
What does
Minneapolis disbanding their police department have anything to do with our lives, though?
You have to. It's like reading history. If you don't understand history, you can't possibly...
This isn't about history. This is about what's happening half a country away from me.
Well, it could
have an effect. And it's an example of what could happen here. We have to use the examples around us. The other laboratories, they're testing their experiments, seeing what comes of it. Take their experiments, take their what's going on in these other states, these other countries, and apply it to our own condition.
I don't want to be like other states. I don't want to be like Minnesota.
No, I understand, and I agree with you. New Hampshire is a different place. It's a special place. However, these are events that will have conversations get started in various different places, and what they decide to do about that is going to be different. So like here in Keene, they actually, the sheriff showed up at the protest. The chief of police showed up. And they held signs, and they, to some extent, humbled themselves a little bit.
And as we've discussed many times, we have a lot of counselors who like to see what's going on out there in the country,
and they
imitate these great ideas, like, for example, the stupid mask ordinance that fell through the floor, by the way. It's not going to happen.
Goodness.
But, I mean, trust me, Arya, we have counselors, probably 13 of the 15, they're looking at what's going on, and they're like, I think they're thinking about it. They're probably having their secret meetings at their barbecues, you know, on Sunday, and they're talking about this. Believe me, they are.
I think they're going to hope it blows over and do nothing.
I'm not disputing that, Conan, but I am saying that what the city of Minneapolis does should have no impact on my life. And neither should what Keene does affect people in Minneapolis.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And for years, libertarians of all stripes have wanted a directory of liberty-minded businesses, and we're helping to build one, liberty.menu. Liberty.menu is a tool for our community. At its core is a directory for events, businesses, and digital content, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, and there's a bit of a social network so you can connect and share with others. Use of Liberty.menu, however, is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. So put your voluntarist ideas into action at Liberty.menu and use code FTL to get a special badge. Again, that's Liberty.menu. Now, we're not the only ones who have a vision for how the world should be. Evidently, part of our vision overlaps to some degree with what the city councilor in Minneapolis is saying. She wants to abolish the police department. Real quick, on the subject of Los Angeles and the 50,000-strong march there, I saw that the LAPD is being defunded by $150 million.
What's their total budget?
I don't know. But how much more than $150 million a year can it be?
Probably a lot more. I think Keene's, what, like 12 or 7 million. Or something? Yeah.
Holy crap! The police department here, it's got like 9 police officers.
No, there's 49, 45, somewhere in that range.
And they're always trying to fill the ranks, too. They're always trying to fill empty positions.
What do they need $12 million for?
I think it's 7.
7.
But whatever.
They'll say it's because of the college. They got a lot of rowdy kids on Friday nights who are out drinking.
How much does it cost to go tell a college kid to keep it down a notch?
Well, they got
to
arrest them and, you know.
Well, they don't have them. To. They choose to.
They got a big facility.
Money.
They got that's a lot of air conditioning.
Who does?
The police department.
Former food facility, a former refrigerated warehouse.
Yeah, it is not necessary. It is not necessary, Keene, New Hampshire. 23,000 population.
Well, all police.
Yeah, you're right. That's only about a 10% cut. Their annual budget for the LAPD is $1.73 billion.
Wow! That's a lot of money.
That is.
I wonder how many officers they have.
One They have 13,000 employees as of 2018, but that's not just officers, right?
Still, though, that's a lot.
That's a lot of
uniformed officers. The story from Fox News, there's a variety of variants on this out of there, but the president of the Minneapolis City Council went viral for saying she is for saying that calling the police when you are at home is broken into comes from a place of privilege, has said she wants a police-free society.
Hold on. Okay, I had to process what she was saying by saying, so the argument is that if you're black and you call the police, there's a decent chance, a higher than there should be chance, that they're going to shoot you instead of actually filing the report or whatever.
Read her statement again.
It's a confusing sentence. I think I can read it correctly this time. She went viral for saying that calling the police when your home is broken into, quote, comes from a place of privilege, unquote. I think the suggestion there is that if you are from a bad neighborhood or a black neighborhood, you don't call the police if your home is broken into, that a white person would call the police because they are privileged.
I would agree with that sentiment. I think that's where she's going with that.
Speaking on CNN's Cuomo Primetime Monday night, Lisa Bender took the idea of disbanding the police a step further. Cuomo told her, quote, when you say you see someday being police free, that sounds aspirational, a utopian concept where nobody's committing any crime, because as long as these communities are being preyed upon, both from within and without, there's going to have to be good men and women willing to step up and keep people safe, he said. She replied, saying, quote, I think the idea of having a police-free future is very aspirational, and I'm willing to stand with community members who are asking us to think of that as the goal, unquote. During the interview, Cuomo challenged her on the notion of getting rid of the police, something the host said, quote, seems ridiculous to people, unquote. She said, quote, we've looked at every reason that folks call 911. Why are people in Minneapolis calling for help? And we're starting to pair what's the right response to those calls. In the short term, that helps our police officers focus on the work they're trained to do, while we have a better response to people who have a mental health crisis or a physical health crisis. So again, she's talking about not having police responding to a mental health situation or a physical health situation, which is a decent step in the right direction. She added further, quote, the system of policing isn't working for a lot of victims of crime. We have thousands of rape kits that have gone untested. We need to improve our response to all different kinds of violations of public safety because, again, that trust in the system is so eroded that our community is across the board, unquote.
When you have police pushing down 75-year-old men, pulling college students out of their cars, kneeling on people for 8.5 minutes until they die, what are police really doing to make things safer? Because all of the evidence I've seen throughout pretty much my entire life has been that the police are the number one threat to public safety.
There isn't much more here to this interview, but they do mention that the mayor of Minneapolis says he does not support abolishing the police force, despite a veto-proof majority of the members of the city council pledging that they want to take that drastic step. So you do have, I believe, 9 out of 12 of the city council members in Minneapolis saying that they want to get rid of the police department.
That would be amazing.
So, you know, I agree with you, Conan, on this. They're not saying the thing they really need to say, which is to end the war on drugs and the enforcement of victimless crimes. That would be the biggest and easiest step that they could literally do overnight to improve relations with people. But if they're going to stop sending cops to mental health calls, that's a good thing. There was a story here in December of last year, I think it was, here in Keene, where a guy was having a mental break. In his own home, it actually happened three houses down.
Was this the guy who was, like, throwing his mattress out the window and stuff?
Yeah, that guy. It happened, like, two houses down from our co-host, Chris Wade. Yeah. So, literally, this guy's neighbor, he was, you know, having a mental break. And the police showed up and brought in the SWAT team.
And the Bearcat?
No, I actually don't think they brought the Bearcat out for this one. Because
our tank.
He hadn't actually threatened anyone else. He was just, if anything, a threat to himself at that point, perhaps. You know, if you wanted to attribute anything to him. And, you know, there's video from the guy inside his home where the police come in. And there's
he has laser some guts, pointers. Man.
There's laser pointers, you know, from the guns that they have. They were ready to shoot, and he's lucky they didn't. He's lucky they weren't like, that's a gun in your hand, bam, and he's going to hold his phone, right?
Yeah.
Because that's happened.
It happens all the time.
So this dude's lucky to be alive.
But, I mean, here in peaceful Keene, New Hampshire, we never have any big events, and yet
We had our own riots. What are you talking about?
Oh, that's nothing.
2014.
That's a bunch of drunk kids.
Didn't someone set himself on fire in front of the city hall?
That happened here.
I'm talking about actual crime. It's not like drug dealers.
Very rare.
But I mean, anytime something like that happens, they bring out all of the damn. They get all their equipment.
They bring the tanks.
Yeah. They bring all the toys out, and they're all lined up and having a good old time LARPing. Yeah.
He's lucky that the Keene police aren't as trigger happy as some of the rest of them. You know, otherwise he'd probably have a bullet in his body.
Well, I remember the last time something like this happened a couple years ago, and they shut down West Street for the entire day. Some guy shot his gun in his house. They shut the whole street down, and the dude was, the whole time, he was just drunk, passed out on his floor. The whole time, they had brought all the stadies in the whole region in.
Trying to talk him out, he didn't even hear it.
And he was unconscious. It was just, oh, my God. But all the toys they have, it's not necessary.
That's exactly what it is. I mean, nobody buys a motorcycle to go 15 miles per hour under the speed limit.
And there has been talk, by the way, of demilitarization as well. So there have been some people, and I imagine they're going to do that to some extent in Minneapolis. And even if it's just the symbolism of sending the Bearcat back, then that's still something. If they could do that, that would be amazing.
I mean, what else could you do with it? I mean,
I'm sure they could destroy it.
Yeah,
I would rather see them destroy it.
Well, I mean,
I would like to get it back.
That's an almost $300,000 vehicle. It'd be nice to get some money for it or whatever.
The thing is, they've got a contract with the federal government. That's the thing. So they basically have to send it back.
Oh, so they're renting it more or less?
Well, what happened was,
you're correct. We don't actually own it, so they could take it and use it anytime they
want. That's the deal. The deal was they get the $280,000 Bearcat for free. That they can use.
So they didn't even pay for it.
But we have to maintain federal government. We have to maintain it every year.
Right. So the local cops have to house and maintain the Bearcat. So that way, local cops can use it as they wish. But if DEA comes in, if ICE comes in, if any of these other federal agencies come in and they're like, we're going to use the Bearcat for the day.
Yeah, did it get used during the Boston bombing? I believe they took
it. Did they roll Keene's down to Boston?
It gets used in Massachusetts all the time.
Really?
Yeah, they're always driving it down there for whatever crisis is taking place.
I've never seen the Bearcat in person.
Oh, I have.
And I don't want to. I mean,
but nobody and I actually ran into it, not physically, but we saw it down at the gas pumps across from Chris's store.
Really?
We were at the gas pumps and the Bearcat pulled in.
It's obnoxious. Wow. Peaceful Keene, New Hampshire. You got this stupid tank driving down the streets. It's like, what the hell is wrong with you guys?
They were just gassing it up.
This is unnecessary.
And you have the city council on video, gleefully whispering, we're getting a tank.
I mean, that's right.
It's absurd.
That man became the mayor.
Our last mayor.
855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.